Okay, well, so one other thing. I love the concept, what am I thinking about you that keeps me from alignment? And so I don't use that exercise very often, but sometimes I do. I have several favorites. But when I figure out what I'm thinking about you that keeps me from alignment, then what do I do with that?
For example?
Well, say I'm thinking about my, you know, brother-in-law, and I've written positive aspects about him, and that'll help on some occasions. And sometimes I think about what's in his vibrational my escrow of him, and sometimes that is the thing that works. And then, but sometimes I'm still kind of a little bit got that. Well, what
but
am
what,
I?
What, so, what makes him a point of your focus at all? Why do you think about him?
Because he's my partner's brother, and he's in our lives a lot more. I don't spend that much time around my family because I didn't want to for most of my life. And then I got with somebody who loves family and loves to have family around all the time. So I am forever honing some of my relationships with family. And
so what you're saying is this isn't someone that I can ignore. It would be easy.
Yeah.
It'd be easy to ignore. But since I can't ignore, I've got no choice but to clean up my vibration.
Exactly. And I'm yeah. Yeah.
So we think this question, what does my inner being think about you, will be a really good key for you. So focus upon this person, and your partner won't mind. Tell us how you, in your disconnected state, see this person.
How I disconnectedly see him?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, how my source doesn't see him? Having a great life and complaining about tons of little stuff all the time that gets him more of tons of little stuff and complaining.
So he's a complainer. What else?
He's a complainer, and he's a kind of a little, nag on his wife just a little bit.
Sort of know-it-all?
Sort of know-it-all. Sort of know-it-all, exactly.
So
that. Thank you. That's it. So
he,
am I.
Well, he's
but I really know it all.
He's a know it all, but what he knows is wrong. Isn't that what you
well,
think?
Well, yeah, pretty much.
And so right. It's so annoying. In other words, if they're stupid and know that they're stupid, it helps, doesn't it? But when they're stupid and they think they're smart, that's what's so annoying.
Right.
And if they were really smart, they'd know what you know on every subject in the world. But it's so annoying. So we've had a little fun with that,
yeah.
And you feel better even about
yeah.
that. So then you say, inner being, what do you know about this person? Now, first of all, the first thing that you're going to notice when you ask that question of your inner being,
yeah.
So you're right in there where he's nitpicking and talking about something, and you might even feel his disapproval of you a little bit mixed into that, and he might be putting those little innuendos in where he's not coming right out and saying what he thinks.
Right.
He's just sort of hinting all over the place. But you're so intuitive, you know exactly what he means.
Yeah.
It's so annoying that he doesn't just come right out and
yeah.
say it, and he's not authentic. There's a bunch of hypocrisy going on in there too. And so you're right in there close where you've dissected all of that. And if he would just evaporate, your world would be so good. But clearly he's not going to do that. And so you're right in there close. And you say, inner being, what do you think about him? And the first thing that you're going to feel is your inner being is going to go
right.
Long range view.
Yeah.
Back. In other
yeah.
words, back to
yeah.
a really, really general view.
Yeah.
Back far enough that no flaws are visible.
Right.
You see, where you get in there close enough, have you ever
right.
known someone that from a distance they looked pretty good to you, and the closer
yeah.
you got to them? We're not just talking about the wart on their nose. We're talking about the warts on their personality. We're talking
yeah.
about the things about them that remind you of all of the things that you've never liked about anybody. When you zoom in there close, you're just asking for it, you see. So when you say to your inner being, how do you feel about this person? Your inner being immediately is going to find an adjustment of love, because
right.
your inner being wants to love whatever you ask it to look at, you see. And in fact, already has been. Do you know that the reason that you feel so bad about this person is because your inner being has an opinion about that person too
right.
that's different from your opinion?
Yes.
Isn't that? It's not like you're just asking your inner being now to come and offer an opinion. That opinion's been present the whole time. That's why your opinion feels so off, you see.
And I usually, and I do really love him. So it's only those times when I feel annoyed that I feel disconnected from my source's view.
So all he is doing is represent, he is a vibrational indicator of your disallowance of your broader perspective.
Right.
Only he doesn't feel like he's just an indicator. He feels like he's the cause.
But we know too much to go there.
But you know what we're getting at.
In other words,
so often when you feel good when you look over there and you feel bad when you look over there, that seems like the reason that I don't feel good.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't be looking over there. You wouldn't be. And we know it's hard to hear because it feels like you didn't go get him. You didn't attract him. You didn't bring him into your experience. He just showed up. In other words, you got good stuff and bad stuff all together. And why can't you just get rid? And we want you to understand that. And you do, that when you ask the question, inner being, what do you think about this? So now we're going to exaggerate that. We're going to enhance that statement because you're all with us and you're going to receive the benefit of it. So now it's not only inner being, what do you think about this person or this situation? Inner being, what do you think? But it's, inner being, what have you been thinking? Inner being, what do you think? How do you be? Inner being, what is your take? And then you say, you've been liking this person. You've been loving this person all along, haven't you?
Yes.
And I have been deviating from that.
That's good.
And you've always loved this person. You must have a long list of reasons that you love this person. What are they, you see?
Yeah.
And then say to yourself, well, I think I'll give myself a break because after all, inner being, goody two-shoes inner being that you are, I've been sent here to evaluate contrast.
Right.
And you stay back in the safe zone where you don't evaluate the contrast so much. You're there to keep reminding me who we all are, and I'm out there to explore the wild frontier, and now I've explored enough of the wild frontier here, I think I'm going to withdraw into the pleasure of what you see. And then you just begin making your list. You said, I like this book of positive aspects. And so let that whole book be about that person.
Okay.
If you will feel that entire book about this person, your inner being will help you.
Yeah.
And so it might be a little slow going in the beginning, but your inner being will help you feel that entire book about this person. And then you will be a vibrational match to how the source within you feels. And you're going to discover that the people that bother you the most are soulmates too.
Yeah. Yeah.
The people who bother you the most are the people with whom you have the strongest pacts to come forth and come into alignment with who you are. In other words, none of you said you are powerful creators, and not one of you in this room said, I'll go forth and I'll take the easy ride. Your sister did. I'll take it easy this time. I'll be an example. But not one of you said, I'll go forth and I'll find a feathered nest where all I have to do is observe and be happy. Not one of you said that. Every one of you said, I'm so looking forward to representations of my current and ever-changing vibrational mix to show themselves to me so that I can constantly mold the clay of that which I am into the alignment of that which I am eternally becoming. That's what life is. Life is getting out there and living it and coming to new decisions and recognizing I'm not a match to it and then working to come into alignment and feeling the satisfaction of aligning and then seeing the indication shift and then exploring the new platform that is still full of contrast and giving birth to the expansion of which in the beginning I'm not a match and recognizing I'm not a match because I'm feeling my emotional guidance and then working to come into alignment and feeling the thrill of coming into alignment, the relief of releasing resistance, newfound higher frequency resistance, but nevertheless resistance from my ever-changing vantage point, and then feeling the thrill of the manifestation coming into alignment, and then standing on the new platform of new discerning vibrational contrast and giving birth to yet the new desire. life is so delicious. You are molders of the clay. And those brother-in-laws often give you some good stuff to work with, you see.
Yeah, and I think that just what you described about how my inner being would go up to that higher place, I mean, that would be great to do about yourself when you're kind of beating yourself up, right? Like if you
about anything over which you are currently feeling negative emotion, back right up
back
until
up.
Back. The rule of thumb that we've been offering is be as specific as you can be and still feel good.
Right.
So sometimes you have to go back to the day they were born. You were sweet that day. I remember it well. You are such an angel, or you're wonderful when you're asleep, or when you croak, you'll be great. And I'd like to help you do that. No, I didn't mean that. Yeah. In other words, sometimes you have to get back there a ways, but once you're back there and reconnected, you see, that's the thing. So you got in there, you weren't paying attention, and you got all out of whack, and it's their fault. But now you ask this powerful question, inner being, what do you think about this? And then you zoom back to that far away view. And now you get turned back into who you are. And now you're tuned in. Now you can start tiptoeing forward. See how far you can take the perspective of your inner being now that you're aligned with it back into what you might call the real world. Now tiptoe back in. So you were beautiful the day you were born. Still good. Someone that I love loves you very much. Still good.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have some redeeming features. No, too far. I'll bet your vibrational escrow is full of wonderful stuff. You certainly have been good for stirring up things in me for which I'm grateful. That's good. I'm looking forward to really having a wonderful relationship with you. That's good. I don't think it's necessary that you ever really understand me for me to feel good. That's good. We hear you. Your expectations of me have nothing to do with me. That's good. I really would like you to have a wonderful life. That's good. I see by the consternation that surrounds you that you've put a ton of great stuff in vibrational escrow. That's good. You have really helped future generations. That's good.
It's good.
Feel better?
Oh, I feel great. Yeah, I feel good.
Are we at the end of the day or the end of the segment? Feels like there is so much more to say. Let's take a brief segment of refreshment. You feel complete?
Can I just ask one little short thing then?
Yes.
Why, when I think about my little kit, my cat, it doesn't matter if she's biting me or sleeping, if she's present or not present, I feel so good and so delicious just at the thought of her.
Because the difference between your cat and your brother-in-law, one small difference. The difference is your cat is in alignment with who she is. Your brother-in-law is not in alignment with who he is.
Okay.
It's delicious to interact with those who are in alignment, you see.
It is.
And when you reach the place, now here's what you're reaching for. I want to be like my inner being who's in alignment regarding you, whether you are or not.
Yeah.
And I'll know that I'm really an allower when I'm able to allow you, which means see you through the lens of my source, even though you may not be seeing me through the lens of your source. That's really what allowing is. Sublime.
Thank you.
We are complete.